surrounding the death of Trump ally and conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. Defense attorneys representing the alleged gunman Tyler Robinson have claimed that fatal bullet does not match the rifle linked to their client, also adding that an analysis conducted by a federal law enforcement agency was unable to conclusively connect a bullet fragment recovered during the autopsy to the weapon which was found near the scene. The defense has also requested the delay of the preliminary hearing scheduled for May this year, arguing that they need additional time to review a substantial volume of evidence, including the bullet analysis that could support Robinson's case. The defense has also said that they will use the agency's analysis to clear Robinson of blame during the preliminary hearing. However, prosecutors are now aiming to seek death penalty for the accused who's charged with aggravated murder, adding that the DNA is consistent with Robinson's and it was found on the trigger of the rifle, the fired cartridge casing and the two unfired cartridges. Remember, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson was arrested days after Trump aide Charlie Kirk was fatally shot at on stage before a large crowd at an event in September last year. Authorities said that Robinson was turned in by his father after he allegedly confessed to carrying out the attack.